beginning with Parshas Truma, the Torah delineates the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim, the Tekohuna, and the Rishonim debate at length that how is it that one counts all these various tzivuyim in Sefer HaMitzvos? To what extent do we consider them to be independent mitzvos, or do we have a right to subsume them under a broader heading? The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, in Shorash Yud Aleph, that one certainly does not count Chelek Mechelkei HaMitzvos as independent mitzvos. If you have a mitzvah that has various components, it is counted as a single mitzvah. It's not counted individually. And the Rambam gives you the example of Dalet Minim Shebelulav, that there is not four different mitzvahs, but rather Lulav, together with the Esrog, the Hadassim, and Arabos, all that constitute a single mitzvah. Why is this true? The Mishnah tells us, Manafas and Avchav Zayin, because the Dalet Minim Shebelulav are ma'akvin zezeh, they're indispensable, and therefore that's an indicator that in fact they're considered to be mitzvah achas. If you look, for example, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Yud Beis and Mitzvah Yud Gimel, there the Rambam counts the mitzvahs of tefillin. And there the Rambam writes that they're two independent mitzvahs, the tefillah shorosh and the tefillah shoyad. That is a mishnah menachos in the Avchav Mechesem, and Aleph that tells us that the tefillin are ein ma'akvin zezeh. If a person only has the tefillah shorosh, you would put that on even if you're missing the Tefillah Shoyad. Tosos even writes in Brachos Nafsamach Mabez that the sheet of the Balei HaTosos of Rabbi Natan, that you recite two different Brachos on Tefillin, that would even be true if all you're putting on, for example, is the Tefillah Shorosh. It's not that one Bracha is for Tefillah Shoyad, the second is for Tefillah Shorosh. Tosos writes that no, apparently the Brachos reflect two different elements or two different kiyumim of Tefillin, and that is true even if a person is putting on the Tefillah Shorosh. The Rambam writes that's not true, that only one bracha is recited on tefillin. The Rambam understands that singing brachos and Dav Samach very differently, and yet the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos counts the tefillah shayad and tefillah shorosh as independent mitzvos, because the Rambam shita, based on Tosefta, is that even if a person performs independent mitzvos, but if there is a common link, at times a single bracha could in fact be recited. And therefore on tefillin, two different mitzvos, but yet a single bracha. Why are they two different mitzvos? Well, clearly, right, the tefillin are ein makvin zezeh, unlike the case of Dalet Minim Shebelulav, that is considered to be mitzvah achas. If you look in the next shorish of the Rambam and shorish Yebeis, the Rambam writes a similar principle, and that is not chelkei hamitzvah, but rather chelek mechelkei hamalacha. Sometimes the Torah gives us a process, and there are various steps in order to go ahead and to fulfill that mitzvah. Each step, the Rambam writes, is not considered to be an independent mitzvah, but rather, again, it is all mitzvah achas. There's a mitzvah, for example, of Karban Ola. And even though there are various stages of avoda, each stage is not considered to be an independent mitzvah, but rather it is mitzvah achas. And the Rambam writes, the same thing is true when it comes to Vasli Mikdash, V'shachanti V'solcham. There are many different sivuyim that are entailed in that mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, you're obligated to build the Mikdash, you're obligated to create all the Klei HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes that all of that in its entirety, Asiyas HaMikdash V'Kelav, that is considered to be a single mitzvah of Asli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofam. And that's what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Chav, a single mitzvah to build and to furnish the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban takes issue with that last point of the Rambam. This Ramban is found elsewhere in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. That's where the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Big Day Kohuna. That we'll have to discuss in a separate shiur. To what extent is that considered to be an independent mitzvah? But the Rambam writes that there's a separate mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kohuna. And the Ramban writes, he doesn't think that that's true. Levishas Big Day Kohuna is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher Avoda. A Kohen is only Kosher LaAvoda if he dons Big Day Kohuna. Bizman Shebigdein Alehen, Kohunasan Alehen. Without that, he's Kosher LaAvoda. So therefore the Ramban writes, the need for the Kohen to wear Big Day Kohuna is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is a Hechsher mitzvah. And the Ramban writes that therefore you do not count a Hechsher mitzvah among Taryag mitzvahs. So Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, Big Day Kohuna, independent kiyum, or do we assume it's simply a Hechsher Avoda? And in that context, the Ramban questions the Rambam regarding Vosli Mikdash, B'Shachanti B'Sofan. The Rambam set up models for us. Dalad minim shabululav is considered a mitzvah achas. When it comes to tefillin, that is considered two independent mitzvahs. And the clear factor is whether it's ma'akvin or ein ma'akvin zeze. So Ramban questions, and what about when it comes to binyan beis hamikdash? The kelim or ma'akvin zeze? Let's assume, for example, you're missing one of the klei hamikdash. You don't have a shulchan. You don't have a menorah. So that's it. It's like missing the lulav, missing the esrog. Certainly not. The kelim are ein ma'akvin zeze, and therefore the Ramban writes, even using the Rambam's models, we assume that makrivim abayis achol pishen sham kelim, you can offer a karban even if you don't have a menorah, and therefore isn't that similar to the case of tefillin? And therefore, why, according to the Rambam, is this considered to be a single mitzvah? That's the kasha the Ramban raises. The Ramban does agree with the Rambam that, look, I'm not going to count each one of the kelim independently. If you're going to count each kli as an independent mitzvah, you're going to go over the limit, right, in your taryag mitzvos. So that's why the Ramban writes this in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, where the Ramban writes that just as I assume that Levishas Bigdei Kohun is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's a Hefshah mitzvah, Hefshah Avoda, the same thing is true when it comes to Asiyas HaKelim. Why is it necessary to have a Mizbeach? Asiyas HaMizbeach is a Hefshah mitzvah for the mitzvah of Hakravas HaKarbanos. Creating the menorah, that's a hefshah mitzvah for the purpose of hadlakas aneros, shulchan, lechem hapanim. And therefore the Ramban writes, I agree, but lav mitameh with the Rambam Shita, that you're not going to count kelim independently. But not because it's subsumed under the broadest heading of vaslei mikdash v'shachanti v'sochan, but rather each one of the kelim links to the particular avoda and creating the kli, that is a hefshah mitzvah comparable to the case of levishas Habogadim. The Ramban himself writes the following chiddush, that this is good for almost each and every one of the klei hamishkan. However, what is one going to argue when it comes to Arum? That's the kasha the Ramban raises. All the other kelim are defined in terms of a particular avodah. Why do you have a mizbeach, hakravas hakarbanos, a shulchan, lechem apanim? Why do you have an Arum? The Ramban writes, you can't define the role of the Arum in terms of any particular avodah. It's true that the Aron occupied a prime role in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but even by Yesheni, without the Aron present in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the avodah could still continue. You can't define the Aron in terms of a circumscribed avodah, and therefore the Ramban writes the following chiddush: it must therefore be that Bo'asu Aron, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, that is a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban writes, I'm not going to count all the other kelim, but Aron, that I will count independently as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. So therefore the Rambam writes, everything is subsumed. On the vaslei mikdash v'shachanti v'socham, the Rambam writes that it's not true. The kelim are not counted independently because it's a hechshar avoda, with the exception of Aron, and that indeed is considered to be a separate mitzvah. The shita of the Rambam is somewhat more difficult. After all, we had a model of Dalet Minim and Tfilin and other kasha of Klei HaMikdash. When you look throughout the Rambam, you find other difficulties as well. When it comes, for example, to Tzitzis, the Rambam writes back to back with the mitzvah of Tfilin. When it comes to the case of Tzitzis, here all of a sudden, the Rambam writes that Tcheles and Lavan is a single mitzvah. In Mitzvah Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, those are the mitzvahs of Tefillah Shorosh, Tefillah Shoyad. The very next mitzvah the Rambam writes is Tzitzis. The Rambam writes that this is a single mitzvah. A single mitzvah, Tcheles and Lavan. Even though the Rambam Paskin says the Chachamim, that Tcheles and Lavan are Ein Ma'akvin Zezeh. So further example, similar to Mikdash V'Kela, Ein Ma'akvin, and yet it's counted as a single mitzvah. If you look a little bit earlier, right, Mitzvah Yod, when it comes to Kriyashma, the Rambam writes that Kriyashma is considered to be, right, a single mitzvah, Mitzvah Yod. And the Ramban there also is masig, not on that mitzvah, Mitzvah Yod, but if you look in the very end of Hasagas Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Ramban writes Kriyashma is not one mitzvah. The Ramban writes Kriyashma are two separate mitzvahs, so V'shochlecha uv'kumecha. They're two separate mitzvahs of Kriyashma Shel Shachris and Kriyashma Shel Arvis. And that the Ramban writes you should count independently as well. That's a further example that the Ramban writes that you have something where Ein Ma'akvin says that it's counted as a single mitzvah. So how do you understand the Rambam Shita? Sometimes one mitzvah, sometimes it's considered to be independent mitzvahs, despite the fact that in Makfin Zeze, nonetheless, it can be mitzvah achas. Rashi Pshat in the Rambam is as follows, that if you have something where it is clear, like Dalet Minim Shebelulot, in such a case that they're ma'akvin zezeh, that's an indicator that it's mitzvah achas. You're not going to take and count the lulav and the esrog as independent mitzvahs. The complexity of the Rambam is the flip side. If you have something that's ein ma'akvin zezeh, what exactly does that mean? And that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And here you have to know every single mitzvah. Sometimes ein ma'akvin demonstrates independence. Why is it that the Tfilah Shayad and Tfilah Sharosh are Ein Makvin Zezeh? The Rambam's answer is because they are independent mitzvahs. But sometimes something is not li'ikuva, not because of independence. But sometimes you have what the Rambam terms a mitzvah bishlemusa. A mitzvah bishlemusa is to fulfill the mitzvah in this ideal way. And sometimes you can have elements of the mitzvah that are dispensable. They're not li'ikuva. Not because they're independent mitzvahs, but rather, right, it is the root mitzvah as opposed to the mitzvah bishlemusa. Let's assume, for example, when it comes to taking an obvious case, let's assume when it comes to chalitza. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs in Reish Yud Zayin, chalitza is one mitzvah. The mitzvah of chalitza is the chalitza, the rekika, the kriya saparsha. Why is that counted as three mitzvahs? No, it's one mitzvah. Are they ma'akvin? No, they're not ma'akvin. Let's assume, for example, that they fail to have the kriya saparsha. They fail to have rakika. In such a case, the chalitza samino, right, still has a chalos. What exactly does that mean? You wouldn't argue that indicates that rakika is a separate mitzvah, mitzvahs rakika. You would argue as follows, that the mitzvah bishlemusa of chalitza is to have chalitza with all of its elements. However, there's certain elements that b'di'eved, are not as vital. The kriya saparsha, right? The case of the rikika, and in such a case, that is enalikuva. When we say something is not ma'ake, we don't mean it's an independent mitzvah. We mean that it's something that b'dieved, right, will not prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah. So in such cases, clearly, the Rambam terms that as mitzvah achas. Even when it comes to these other cases, apparently that's the Rambam Shita as well. We'll have to discuss at length, like the Rambam Shita regarding Tcheles and Lavan. But when you see the Rambam Shita, it's clear that there's a marked difference between Tcheles and Lavan as opposed to Tfilah Shayad and Tfilah Shorosh. You know, Slavichik pointed out, you look in the Rambam, the very beginning of the Chassidus, for Galah Halach HaZayin, what exactly is the breakdown of Tcheles and Lavan? Just to give you one example, what is the breakdown? How many chutim are Tcheles? How many chutim are Lavan? So here Rashi and Tosfos assume in the very beginning of Perachat Tcheles, it's an equal distribution. You have 8 chutim, 4 are Tcheles and 4 are Lavan. You know, one could envision, according to Rashi or Tosfos, that you know what? Maybe Tcheles and Lavan are independent mitzvos. When you look in the Rambam Shita, it's certainly not that way. The Rambam writes that there are 7 chutei Lavan and 1 chut of Tcheles. That's the Rambam's finish. 1/8. Why exactly is it? Just a detailed machlokes, whether it's 1, or according to the Ravid it's 2, or according to Rashi and Tosfos it's 4 out of the 8? No. The Rambam disagreed fundamentally. Whereas according to the view of Rashi and Tosfos, Tcheles and Lavan are chelkei ha-mitzvah, in the sense that these are two independent components of the mitzvah. Like Tfilah Shayad, Tfilah Shorosh, there's Tcheles and Lavan. The Rambam understood very differently. The Rambam understood as follows, with many rayas, right, not for now, but Poshim Shat in a nutshell. Right, the chefzeh shel tzitzis is lavan. Lavan. What do you do with tzitzis? You have to form the tzitzis with krichos, chulios. You have to braid them. How do you braid them? You know what the answer is? Psil tcheles. Psil tcheles. Psil means like dor ikesh upsel tov, twisted. You have to take the tzitzis and you have to braid, you have to twist them. And the twisting is done with a single strand of Tcheles. The Slavichik explained that's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. The Chetzes Shel Tzitzis, right, is Lavan. Ideally, the Krichos, the Chulios, should be made out of that of Tcheles. If you understand that way, you understand, sir, the Rambam Shita, the breakdown, that the only thing that's Tcheles is that which is necessary in order to braid, to create the Chulios, the Krichos. That's a single Chut, 1 out of 8. If you understand that Shita, the Rambam, that the role of Tcheles is a detail within the Asiyah Satzitzis, so what are you going to argue? There's one mitzvah, which is Lavan, which is the Chetzah Shel Tzitzis, and then there's a separate mitzvah psil tcheles, a separate mitzvah, pricha, or chulios. That's why the Rambam writes, it's mitzvah achas. So if I argue it's not likuvah, what exactly does that mean? The Rambam writes, based on a pasuk, that if you don't have tcheles, you can form the krichos and chulios with lavan. That's an indicator that tcheles is a separate mitzvah. That's like rakika. That it's not likuvah. The mitzvah b'shlemusa is tcheles and lavan. But b'dieved, one could fulfill the mitzvah even without the tcheles as well. I'll tell you a fascinating kasha. Tosus raises this kasha. A person doesn't have a tefillah shoyana. So what do? You put on the tefillin sharosh. Do you put on two tefillin sharosh? Of course not. You put on the tefillah sharosh. So Tosus is bothered. You don't have tcheles. So you don't have tcheles. So wear four chutei lavan. Why do you double up and have eight chutei lavan in the absence of tcheles? That's Tosus discussion. Menachos, in the very beginning of Perek HaTcheles. Why do you double to compensate for that which you're missing? Now, you understand where Tosus is coming from. Tosus understands it's an equal distribution of four and four. So mecha teisi, then you compensate for that which you're missing. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, the Torah tells us you have to create krichos, chulios, ideally they should be made out of tcheles, if you don't have the tcheles, so therefore you do so, right? Al yidei lavan, because the tcheles is not considered to be likuva. Those are all indicators of mitzvah achas. When it comes to Kriya Shema as well, this also requires a separate arichos, but in a nutshell, the Rambam Shita regarding Kriya Shema is as follows. The mitzvah b'shleimusa of Kriya Shema is pa'amayim b'chol yom. Kriya Shema u'b'shoch b'cha u'b'kumecha. They're not independent mitzvahs of saying Kriya Shema at night and repeating Kriya Shema during the day. That's why the Rambam begins off with Kriya Shema. Pa'amayim b'chol yom karin Kriya Shema. You have to recite Kriya Shema twice a day. There are many indications in the Rambam Shita here as well. It's like Tcheles and Lavan. True, they're not Likuva, but the mitzvah b'shleimusa of Kriya Shema is Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim b'yom, Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim b'layla. And if a person, for example, will not be Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim b'yom, that impairs his scheme of Kabbalos HaMalchus Shemayim b'layla. It's not li'ikuva to the point that you argue it's nothing. It's not like taking a lulav without an esro. But nonetheless, that is not the mitzvah. Bishleimusa. And that's why the Rambam stresses. The Rambam writes three times, pamayim. It's not a matter of addition. The Rambam's just telling us, you know, you do it in the morning, you do it at night. So one plus one is two. The kiyum of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim has to be pamayim b'chol yom. Rasul Eichik once explained it in a beautiful way. That Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim in principle really is a mitzvah tmidis. If I ask you, when is it important in Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim? So you'll tell me, right, for 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes at night, and that's it, and the rest of the day kind of, you know, goes by the wayside. Of course not. Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim is a state of mind. It's a state of being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. But what does the Torah say with Shachul Kmecha? So what does the Torah expect us to do? Every moment of each day, in Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim, the answer is the following. The answer is with Shachul Kmecha. Right, almost as bookends, no? Immediately before you go to sleep, you're Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim. Immediately when you wake up, you're Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim. That kind of sets, right, the standard, the measure. It bookends the day, and therefore, right, the day is filled with, it's replete with Kabbalah HaMalchus Shamayim. That's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shifta. Rav Soloveitchik explained that's why, it's not a kasha, but in terms of Tamei HaMitzvah, that's why it's Zman Shchivin, Zman Kim, as opposed to Yom and Laila. It's not enough to be Makabal HaMalchus Shamayim at 2 in the afternoon. Right? No, Shofu Kumecha, because it's supposed to frame the entire day. And to put it in different terms, Rosh Soloveitchik expressed the following. The Kiyum Mitzvah of Kabbalah HaMalchus Shamayim is Kol HaYom, even though the Maisa HaMitzvah is a Shofu Kumecha. So you understand very well, if that's the purpose of the Pamayim, the Kol HaYom, beautiful. Right? The Rambam will count it as mitzvahs. It's not going to be two separate mitzvahs. There's no link, right, between the Kriya Shema v'Shach and Kriya Shema v'Kumecha. The purpose is to frame the entire day, and therefore it's critical that it be mitzvahs. They're not independent kiyumim, even though it's true. Bottom line, if a person didn't daven marav, you wouldn't say forget it. Don't say Kriya Shema today. No, they're not matatvin zezeh. But the mitzvah b'shleimusa is pamayim b'chol yom v'shach v'kumecha. Now, these are the biurim in the Rambam Shitos that sometimes, even though something is not likuva, it's an indicator of tears of a mitzvah. Mitzvah b'shleimusa, right? And b'dieved, right? One could be yotzei even without that particular kiyum. regarding Klei HaMikdash, that also is the Rambam Shita. Good, Klei HaMikdash are Ein Makvin Zezeh, that's true. They're Ein Makvin Zezeh, like Rekika Zein Ma'akeves, they're Ein Makvin Zezeh, like Tzitzis and Tcheles, like Kriyashma. In other words, the mitzvah Bishlemusa is to have a furnished Mikdash, a Mikdash together with Klei HaMikdash. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, not as an independent mitzvah. But b'di'evit, it's not nikuva if you're missing one of the pieces of furniture, right? It doesn't mean that the house now is rendered useless. So the Rambam writes, the mitzvah b'shlemusa z'asiyas ha-mikdash v'kelav. And therefore it's similar to these other cases where it'll be mitzvah achas. It's not like a case of tefillin where there's independence, that shulchan is an independent mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah b'shlemusa, havas l'mikdash v'shachanti v'salchan. I'll tell you a beautiful l'shitas. If a person was asked in a word, right, to characterize the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, what is it supposed to be? What is the Mikdash and the Mishkan supposed to represent? Here you find, right, a very different approach of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Chav, in characterizing the essence of Mikdash, utilizes the terminology of the following, a Beis Avoda. Beis Avoda. What's the Rambam writes? Beis Avoda. The Rambam begins off with Beis Avachira. Makom Shema Krivbo Karbanos. What is the essence of the Mikdash? Right, a place to, right, offer Karbanos Lashem. A Beis Avoda. When you look at the Ramban here in the very beginning of Parshish Truma, the Ramban characterizes the Beis HaMikdash in a very different way. The Ramban writes the following, the Knesset Yisrael received the Torah of Hashem in Har Sinai, and that was a great time of Hashras HaShchina of Gili Shchina. And the Ramban writes that the Torah wanted to capture and preserve the Hashras HaShchina of Mabed Har Sinai the Doros. And the Rambam beautifully explains that's why the Torah uses similar terms in describing Mamon Har Sinai and describing the Mishkan. Kvod Hashem, Moleasa Mishkan. The Kvod Hashem is the description of what Knesset Yisrael experienced at Mamon Har Sinai. That's the essence of the Beis HaMikdash. Not a Beis Avoda, but rather a Beis HaShchina. A Beis HaShchina. That's a pretty fundamental difference between the Rambam's and the Ramban's characterization of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Avodah, Beis HaShchina. One could argue the Fanda Shitase. If I were to ask him, what about Kalim? As if it's beautiful. Now the Rambam who maintains that the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Avodah, very mistaber, that the clay Avodah should be part then of Osle Mikdash HaShachanti V'Salchon. But that's an independent mitzvah. The essence of the Mikdash Hashem is a Beis Avoda. It's a Makom Shemakrim Kavanos. So having a Mizbeach, that's something separate. No, that's what the Rambam writes, that the Kelim are included. There's the Mikdash Shachanti B'Selfam. The Ramban who writes that no, the essence of Mikdash is a Beis HaShchina. One could envision a Beis HaShchina without Lechem HaPanim, without a Shulchan. So therefore, Shulchan is not part of the mitzvah of Osei Mikdash HaShachanti V'Selchan. And therefore, the Ramban has to justify the fact that it's not counted for a completely different reason. Right? That reason is it's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. It's a Hechsher mitzvah of Karbanos. But it's not part of the mitzvah of Osei Mikdash HaShachanti V'Selchan. Rashi suggests that that's l'shitase. And the Rambam and the Ramban, Beis Avoda, Beis HaShchina, whether Kelim are subsumed under the mitzvah of Vosei Mikdash, V'Shachanti V'Selchon. A further l'shitase. When you look in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, this is found elsewhere in the mitzvah Sheshachach HaRav. The Ramban, as you know, has a whole list, right, of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count, and one of them comes from last week's Kriya Satur. We mentioned this, we were talking about Bikurim in cases of Trumos and Maisros. Here, the Pasuk tells us the following, that at the end, right, of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us the Chidushim of Klei HaMikdash, just a reference of V'chol Asher Amarti Lechem Tishameru. And that, the Ramban writes, Nosa Se Gimel, right, is a separate Isser. A separate Isser Nosa Se. And that is, right, Shalol Lishanos Seder Hanachas HaKelim. Shalol l'shano seder hanachas hakein. That's what the Ramban writes. If the Torah tells us that how you place the kelim in the mikdash, that's critical. That's a separate law that you can't deviate from that sequence. And the Ramban is troubled. Why the Ram doesn't count this in the Yamitzvot? The Chorban would argue that itself is the Shita say as well. But no. According to the Rambam Shita, Klei HaMikdash is part of Vostei Mikdash Sheshkanti B'Sochon. So if the Torah tells us a pre-important detail, right, and that is kind of the instructions, no? How do you set up the Kelim? What is the sequence? That's a separate mitzvah. That's not a separate mitzvah. That's all part of Vostei Mikdash Sheshkanti B'Sochon. You have to make a mikdash, you have to create the Kelim, you have to furnish the Beis HaMikdash. The details of the pasuk, how it is furnished, but that's a separate mitzvah. That's not a separate mitzvah. That's not a separate iser. That's all part of the kiyum asei mikdash shachanti b'socham. The Rambam who writes that kelim is not included in vasli mikdash shachanti b'socham, and the reason they're not counted independently is because it's a hechsher avoda. Well, wait, if the Torah goes out of its way and kind of tells us, right, that there's a seder, the Rambam writes that's a separate law. That's not going to be included in Vasli Mikdash Shachanti B'Selchem. If Kalim are not included in Vasli Mikdash Shachanti B'Selchem, the Seder Hanachas Kalim is not included in that mitzvah as well. But according to the Rambam Shita, all of this is considered to be Chelek Mechelke Hamitzvah. No? And what I alluded to last week, perhaps, right, is maybe ironically, maybe the kasha that the Ramban raises, why the Ram doesn't count? Tishameru is a separate lav. I would argue, what do you mean? Dihanosenes. Maybe that's a raya to the Rambam Shita. A raya in which way? When you see that the Torah is makvid on the Seder of Hanachas Kelim, what does that tell you? Boshev Shat one could argue as follows. According to the Rambam, Kelim is a mitzvah. It's subsumed, but it's a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. Right, the focus is the avodah. The kelim is only a hechsher mitzvah. So I'll tell you the following. The Torah has a sequence, a seder hanachas kelim. Perhaps the Rambam would argue as follows, no, that's a raya, that kelim are a mitzvah. There's a seder, there's a sequence to mitzvahs. When it comes to a mitzvah, I understand there is a loch of seder. Seder. If something is only a hechsher mitzvah, the only reason you have to have a mizbeach is for hakrabas harkabanos. The only reason you have to have an or is for hadlokas haneros. Is it so simple that there's a seder within a hechsher mitzvah? Usually hechsher mitzvah we think of that, yeah, this is a requisite condition, but, you know, as long as the conditions are there, good, the mitzvah will now begin. Perhaps the Rambam Shita is the fact that the Torah is indeed Makpedes, that there's a Seder Hanacha, that's an indicator that Kelim is a mitzvah. And why aren't they counted? Yeah, it's in a mitzvah, but it's part of Vosim Mitzvah Sheshachanti B'Selchem. We mentioned Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel is Levishas Bigdei Kohuna. Levishas Bigdei Kohuna, mitzvah. So the Rambam writes Nochus Klei HaMikdash. Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. Ketzat Seder Levishas HaBagat. What is the seder that the Kohen puts on his Bigdei Kohuna? Ketzad seder levishas bigdei. I'll tell you that's also l'shitasa. No? The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of levisha. If there's a mitzvah of levisha, so my next question is what are the details? What is the seder ha-mitzvah? The mitzvahs have a seder. There's a mitzvah of chalitza and rekik and kriyas aparsha. So the first question I ask you is what is the order? If something is a hechsher mitzvah, maybe not. So perhaps this is exactly the shitasi. According to the Ramban Shita, that there's no mitzvah of levishas bigdei kohuna. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. One could argue that the Ramban would deny that whole preface of the Rambam. Ketzat seder levishas bigdei. Seder of what? The Kohen has to just simply ready himself in order to do avodah. There is even a Minchas Chinuch that I think is very difficult. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvot Tzadites that Mehechatesi, that there's a Seder Levisha. And the Minchas Chinuch writes that this Rambam is Labdav. The Rambam writes, Ketzat Seder Levisha Spegadim. it's hard to finish the sentence. No? When the Rambam writes, what is the Seder? There, Sidur de Kronaka, the Minchas Tinach writes. No? And the Rambam is just presenting the order that the Big Dekun are found in the Parsha. But it doesn't really mean that there's a Seder. The only thing that you do find in Minchas Tinach writes is true is that the Michnasayim have to come first. That's true. But Minchas Tinach writes, aside from that, there really is no particular Seder. There really is no particular Seder. I'll tell you what's difficult. Number one is the Rambam writes. No, Kate says Seder Vishas Gemara. It's hard to deny that. Number two, I'll tell you the following Chiddush. What is the Seder? What is the Seder of Elisha? We mentioned that the Rambam writes the Mitnasayim is first, and then the Sonas the Rambam writes, then the Avnate, and then the Rambam writes the Mitznefes. That's the Rambam Seder. So Mechasayim Achar doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. Mechasayim first, beyond that, doesn't really matter. I'll prove to you, right, Lechorah, that it should definitely matter. Now the Rambam writes, Kate said, Seder Vishas has begun, and that's pretty compelling. But aside from that is the following. Avnet. When do you put on the Avnet? The Rambam writes third, no? The Rambam writes, Mechasayim, Sonas, Avnet, and then Mitznefes. That should be a problem. No? Because, you know, of all the big day coin head yod, only one contains shatnas, right? And that's the Avnet. That's the Avnet. And the Rambam Shita, the very end of Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yod Halacha Lamed Beis, the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush. And that's the following, that the fact that the big day kuna contains shatnas is not something which is heter gamur, but rather, it's a limited heter. Let's call it the chuyim. It's a limited heter. A kohen is only allowed to wear big day kuna b'shas avoda. The Rambam writes, if a kohen wears big day kuna shalom b'shas avoda, lo kemipnei ha'avnet shalom. Look at Malkus Daraisa for violating this Rav Kilayim. It's not that the Cheftza, we don't recognize this as Kilayim, that the Avoda is Doche, the Isra Kilayim, and that's only true when it's Yev Shalakayim Shneim, but B'Shalom B'Shas Avoda, you can't wear the Big Day Kuna. And the Rabbi disagrees. The Rabbi has two Hasadas. Number one is the Rabbi writes, I disagree, holding that it's not true, that you're allowed for a Big Day Kuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. And his other kasha on the Rambam is, if the Rambam is so bothered by Avnet, why isn't the Rambam bothered by Choshen and Eifod? Right, that also has Shatnez. Why does the Rambam pick on Avnet? But the Rambam sheet is clear. There's no allowance for the Kohen to wear the Big Day Kuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. So you'll ask me a question. So what does the Kohen do? He can't put the Big Day Kuna on simultaneously. As he's doing the Avoda, yes, the answer is, but the Torah is not given to Malachi Asharis. So good, yeah, you have to narrow the window of time. You're doing Avoda, so don't put the Big Day Kuna on 3 hours earlier. Put the Big Day Kuna on immediately prior to engaging in Avoda. And that's also called Be'idna. But let me ask you the following. If there's no Seder Levisha, and you have a choice as to when you're going to put on the Big Day Kuna, isn't it obvious, according to the Rambam, you have to put the Avnet on last? How can you put the Avnet on before there's any Kiyum Avoda, before there's any Tzorach Avoda? How can you do that? I'm putting on the Big Day Kuna, and one of them is problematic. I'm only allowed to have B'Shas Avoda. So you're going to put that on before the Mitznefes? The Rambam should have insisted that, what do you mean? The Avnet, of course, must be last. So good, you can't put it on the split second of the Avoda, but you know, delay the window. The Rambam said to the Vishas, that's not true, that the Avnet, right, is before the Mitznefes. So I would suggest that this is pretty compelling. If there is a Mitzvah Levisha and there's a Seder Levisha, so good, so that's it. That's the Seder Levisha. The Torah says this is how you have to put them on. Just like the Torah tells you where the Avnet during the Avoda, the Torah tells you where the Avnet before the Mitznefes. But if you're going to argue, as Minchas Tinach does, this is all lav dafka, why do you have a right even to don the Mitznefes, put on the Mitznefes after? Right, the Avneit. The Poshim Shah, very difficult, as Menachem Chasinuch writes. This is L'shitase, the Rambam Shita, that there is, in fact, a Seder. And perhaps, again, this fits in very well, right, with the Rambam Seder of Hanachas Kelim. The Seder of Hanachas Kelim. Precisely because the Rambam assumes that there is a mitzvah of Kelim. That is a Hekshe mitzvah. There's a Seder. But that is an independent mitzvah. The Ramban's kasha. Why did the Ramban's come separate? It is not separate at all. This obviously is part of the Pratei HaMitzvah. The Ramban says there's a Karban Olah. Isn't there a Seder to the Hakrava Karban Olah? Of course. But all that's part of the Chelek Mechelka HaMitzvah. The same thing is true according to the Rambam regarding these cases as well. So you have the Rambam Shita, Mikdash and Kelim. You have the Ramban that Kelim are Hekshem Mitzvah with the one exception of Aram. Right, Aron is an independent mitzvah. It can't be defined in terms of any particular avoda. And if you look at the Hasagas HaRavid, the Ravid has a further shita. The Rambam, as you know, right, aside from Sefer HaMitzvos, has a Minyan HaMitzvos. It's called the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer, in the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka. And the Rambam lists all the Targum Mitzvos. And on that list, you have the Hasagas of the Ravid. So here in Mitzvah Chav, the Rambam writes the one mitzvah, Libnos Beis HaBechira, right, and included in that is Kelim as well. And the Ravid is Masig as follows. What do you mean? The Rambam should count an additional mitzvah. And what additional mitzvah is that? Right, the Mizbeach. Mizbeach. Interesting Kiddush. The Mizbeach HaChitza, the Mizbeach HaNachoshes. That should be counted separately. That's the Ravid's Asana. Right, so you have the Ramban, that Aron is separate, you have the Rambam, that everything is subsumed, and the Ravid Shita, that Mizbeach, is considered to be a separate mitzvah. Interesting. Asiyas HaMizbeach is not part of Osle Mikdash, even though that Shulchan and Kiyur V'Kana, all that is considered to be part. Why exactly should that be true? That Mizbeach is considered to be an independent mitzvah? So two Ha'aras. Ha'ar number one is the following. The Rambam himself writes in Perek Vav Hochos Beis HaBechira that Ma'akrivim Karbanos Afal Pishin Abayis Banui. You know, that's the famous Rambam, that there's a Kedushas HaMikdash, because Kitcha L'Shayit V'Kish L'Asi Lavo, the Kedushas HaMikdash is Machmas HaShchina V'Ashchina and B'Teila. So therefore, the Rambam writes the punchline, and therefore, in principle, you can have Hakravos HaKarbanos B'Zman HaZeh. In other words, Hakravos HaKarbanos requires a Kedushas HaMikdash, but it doesn't require, right, Cheftishal Mikdash doesn't require, right, the Beis HaMikdash proper. And therefore, Makriven Karban HaSaf HaPishin HaBayis Banui. Poshab Shat, one could argue, maybe that's what's behind that one line in the Rav. The Rav says, count Mizbeach separately. Count Mizbeach separately. And the Rambam writes, you can have a Mizbeach without, right, the formal structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that an indicator that Mizbeach is a separate mitzvah? It doesn't seem from the Rambam that without a Beis HaMikdash you can light the menorah. It doesn't seem from the Rambam that without the Beis HaMikdash you can have a Shulchan Lechem HaPanim. But the Rambam writes, Ma'akrivim Karbanos Afal Pishin HaBayis Banui. There's independence to Karbanos. And therefore the Ravid maintains that Kam Mizbeach separately. And just a further indicator as follows. Right, that Sivuyim of Beis HaMikdash or Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma. And where do you find the tzivui, right, of Mizbeach, the very end of Parshas Yisro? That's a chiddush, no? Even before the mitzvah of Osle Mikdash Shachati B'Sochem, the Torah says Mizbeach Adama Tassali. There's a tzivui of Mizbeach before the tzivui of Osle Mikdash Shachati B'Sochem. Poshem Shat the Ravid assumed, don't you see, that Mizbeach is independent. Mizbeach is independent. It's an interesting chiddush, no? That the Ravid writes that Mizbeach should have a different hagdara, right? Even if the Rambam is correct when it comes to other Klei HaMikdash, but not regarding the case of Mizbeach. The Ramban Shita, that Aron, right, is different from all of the other Kelim, right? Difference number one, critical difference. Everything else just a Hechsher Mitzvah. Aron is an independent mitzvah. Difference number two, this is what the Ramban writes in the very beginning of Parshas Truma. The very beginning of Parshas Truma. When it comes to all other Kelim, the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, V'asisa, V'asisa. And yet, when it comes to Aron, the Ramban writes, the Pasuk says, Va'asim. The Ramban quotes a Midrash that highlights that difference. Lashon Yochid versus Lashon Ra. And the Ramban explains, what is the difference between the two? This is a difference that you find in many, many examples in Chumash, that Lashon Yochid and Rabin refer to, the difference between a tzivui that is collectively chal on Knesset Yisrael, as opposed to a mitzvah which is al kol echad ve'echad. The Gemara's garish, right? This is again Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph, hu lekach tem lochem dalaminim, v'kicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Everyone has to do so. That's why it says plural. Many, many people are doing so. V'kicha l'chol echad ve'echad. And Tosfos writes explicitly, in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the top Tosfos writes, dirsivu lekach tem v'lo ksivu lekach tov. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the Sugi Menachos Nav Samachay, Usvar Tem Lachem, Sfir Lachol Echad V'Yachad, everyone is obligated to count. And that's different, right? We discussed this earlier, that's different from counting, for example, Yovel. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah says, V'Safarta Licha, Lacha means Bevestim. Right? It doesn't mean everyone counts. It means the collective unit, the representative of Knesset Yisrael, it means Bezdin counts. Right, that's a marked difference. That's clear in the Gemara. The difference is Lashon Yachid versus the case of Lashon Rabim. In fact, that Daf Menachos Daf Samachay is bothered. Why is it that Sfira Somer is mentioned twice in Chumash, in Emor and Re'eh, and in Emor Usfartem Lashon Rabim, and in Re'eh Shiva Shavos Tisbar Lach Lashon Yachid? So the Gemara answers. You see that Sfira is also Tli Bebezdin, and that's what the Bavli writes Samachay Mabez. Right, that's a raya, Mochras HaShabbos means the day after Yontif. Because for Motzei Shabbos, I don't need Bezdin. But I do need Bezdin to tell me when Motzei Yontif will be. So therefore, that's Tisparlov, the Sparah HaTzliyah BeBezdin. And if you look in the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh, our gears in the Sifri, the Gong changes the gears, but our gears in the Sifri is that there's a separate mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer incumbent upon Bezdin. There are two countings. There's Usvartem, and there's Tisparlov. Usvartem is a Chalecha V'yechad, but there's a separate mitzvah on Bezdin to count the Omer. That's the Yechidish. Right? But there are many examples of Lach Yoshin Yochim versus Lashon Rabim. So the Ramban writes, this is true when it comes to Kelim. I'll ask you, the need to have a Kli, right? You have to have a Mizbeach, you have to have a Shulchan. Is that a collective responsibility, or is that, right, a mitzvah kol Yochid V'yachid? So that's a chovas hatzibur. Well, Knesset Yisrael has to see to it that you have, right, the furnace Beis HaMikdash, so you have to have a mizbeach, and you have to have a shulchan, you have to have the kiyor kanal, good, right? All of that is part, right, of the collective chiyuv. Fits in very well. It's asisa. What about aram? Va'asu aram. So here the Ramban writes, that's not true of asam. That, right, yavu kulam, the Ramban writes. The Torah va'asu emphasizes that everyone had to participate in Asiyas Aram. Everyone had to participate. That's Vasu. After all, the Ramban, that's a separate mitzvah. That's a mitzvah which is the Kol Echad V'Yechad. You don't have to participate in Shulchan. You don't have to participate in Mizbeach, but the Ramban writes, you have to participate in Asiyas Aram. That's why a mitzvah deraisa, Vasu Aram. So the Ramban goes a step further. Take a look. The Ramban writes, how do you do this? How does everyone participate? Now, Asiyas Aron, the Ramban gives you three options. One is Sheyazer leBetzalel Ezimat. Maybe you can physically help. Help Betzalel craft the Aron. And then the Ramban writes number two, Sheis Nadvu. Right? Give the materials that are necessary to create the Aron. Right? And then the Ramban writes the third, right? And that's Sheichavnu leDavar. That's Lashon the Ramban. Sheichavnu leDavar. Just in Chiddush. Right? That's considered to be comparable to Asiyah. Now, a person's mindset. A person who links into the Aron, that's part of the kiyum of Va'asa Aron. So you can contribute to the Aron, right, by crafting it, by contributing to it, or kind of, right, one's mindset, the willingness to be included in Va'asa Aron. Shechav Nudav, very interesting Chiddush, that the Ramban writes, that last tier of how you can link into the Aron. And why is all this necessary? The Ramban calls the Medrash, because the Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem. Yavu kulam v'yasku b'Torah. That's what the Ramban writes. Kadesh yizku kulam b'Torah. Right? The Torah represents, right, the Aron, Luchos, the Sefer Torah. It represents the primacy of the Torah Hashem. And therefore, that's not a Chovas HaTzibur. That the Ramban writes is a Chovas HaPrat. So number one, the Ramban says an independent mitzvah. Number two, this is an independent Sibur, which is the Kolecha B'Echov. Not like other Kalim, where it's simply considered to be a Chovas HaTzibur. A Chovas HaTzibur. Perhaps one could suggest the following Jewish. The Aron, right, has two elements to it. On the one hand, what was the purpose of the Aron? To house the Luchos. Right? The primacy of Torah, to house the Luchos, to house the Sefer Torah. Right? That's the role of the Aron. Aron also had, right, a second element. And that is the role of the Aron as part of the Kli HaMikdash. Aron had two halachos. Number one, the role of the Aron in terms of luchos. Number two, is Aron is part of the Klei HaMikdash. Perhaps that represents two halachos of Aron. For example, in Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, right, with the luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to make an Aron. You have to have the luchos. You have to house the luchos. That was independent of any tziv of asli mikdash v'shachanti v'selcha. But that's what the Torah writes in Parshas Ekev. Immediately, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, there was a need to create an aron independent of Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, because you have to have, right, that which houses the luchos. So aron has two halachos. The Parshas Ekev, so to speak, housing luchos, and then mostly mikdash shachanti b'selchem. This is one of the kelim mikdash as well. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush: that the aron is comprised of two different materials, atzei shittim and aron eitz, and also zahav. Maybe one could suggest that the eitz and the zahav, right, represents these two different halachos. That Zahav is l'chavar l'sifares, that represents the kiyum of Aron b'toras Klei HaMikdash. Eitz is the role of Aron, independent of, right, the splendor, the beauty, the Zahav of Mikdash, just simply in order to go ahead and to have an Aron to house the Luchos. And maybe with that in mind, one can understand the two materials reflecting two different kiyumim. In fact, if you look in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you're going to come down from Har Sinai with luchos, you have to build in Aron eitz. That's the pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu was obligated to build an Aron made of atzei shittim, an Aron eitz. Because that was the role of Aron, as of yet with no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Zahav is not mentioned at all. That Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Aron eitz, right? That was the purpose of housing the luchos. If this is true, two different kiyumim to Aron, and two different types of material that's used for the Aron, right? Eitzin that represents housing luchos, the shmiras haluchos, and zav that represents the kedushas hamikdash. Let's ask you a further question. That which we discussed, lashon yachid, lashon rabim. Which element of the Aron is a chiyuv al kolecha b'yecha? And which element of Aron, right, is a chovas hatzibur? The need to house the luchos, that primacy of the Torah Hashem, and the need to have the Aron as one of the Klei HaMikdash. Perhaps one could suggest the following chiddush, that also is a difference. The Aron, which is the kolecha b'yecha, that represents luchos, Sefer Torah, the primacy of the Torah Hashem, that which is l'chol echad v'echad. The role of the Aron in Mikdash, no, that's like Shulchan, that's like the Kiyor, that's like the Mizbeach. That's something which is a chovas hatzibur, the additional kiyum of Aron in the Mikdash. Right? The Zav, right, that's a chovas hatzibur. The Aron Eitz, that is considered to be the Chiyuv, which is the Kol Echad v'yecha. If you look in the pasuk here in Parshas Truma, as Rosh Weiss pointed out, this diuk in the pasuk, it's unbelievable. No, the pasuk says va'asu aron asu loshen rabim. That's the Ramban's kol echad v'yachad. And the pasuk adds atzei shittim. Right, build the aron out of atzei shittim. And the Torah says v'tzipisa oso zav v'tzipisa loshen yachid. Right, va'asu v'tzipisa. Fascinating deal. Now va'asu kol echad v'yachad. That's the aron eitz. Right, that's the aron that houses the luchos. The Torah says Hashem. That's an extension of the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tzipisa zav. Zav is the king of Mikdash. And here the Torah doesn't say v'tzipisa. V'tzipisa is b'loshen yachid. That's like mizbeach. Right, that's like the kiyur. That's like other klei hamikdash as well. That's part of the kiyum tzibur, right, of the aron. So perhaps in that sense, aron has, right, these two halachos. Right, the mitzvah l'kol echad b'yachad is, as the Ramban writes, what the Aron Hashem is supposed to represent. And the Chovas HaTzibur is additional kiyum that the Aron has as part of being, right, among the Klei HaMikdash. So Aron is fascinating in that sense of the different roles. The Ramban writes, it's a different mitzvah, it's not part of the standard mitzvah of Kelim. Right, and furthermore, the directive, right, is very different. That the least aspect of the Aron eitz, that's the kol echad b'yachad. Right, Mashen Kain, the mitzvah zav, that is something which emphasizes the role of the Alam B'Torah's Shar HaKedah. Okay.